USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The mayor of the Ukrainian city Mariupol is calling for a complete evacuation. The mayor adding his city is now in the hands of the occupiers after weeks of attacks from Russian forces. This, as the United Nations is reporting, over 4 million Ukrainians have left their country and are now refugees. This woman saying the only thing on her mind when fleeing the Russian invasion was the safety of her family.
The kids have only you, you know, so that's why you don't thinking about anything, that you have some properties, you have some stuff that you need to pack or something like that.
Irina Timoshenko says she had no time to be upset because she had to be a critical thinker and strong for her kids despite the uncertainty of their immediate future. Gas prices across the country holding steady at $4.24 a gallon. This is USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free, 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490.
800-630-1490 today. Or at SwissAmerica.com.
Another COVID booster shot may be on the horizon for some Americans.
Anyone 50 years or older could soon be eligible for a second booster dose of the Moderna or Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine. The Food and Drug Administration is expected to authorize the additional booster shots without holding a meeting of its independent vaccine advisors. The latest variant, BA2, is claimed to be even more contagious than the Omicron variant, and concern is mounting it could fuel another surge in the United States. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Tesla shareholders could soon be paid a dividend for owning the company's stock. The electric car maker is looking to split its stock so that can happen. The company announced in a tweet a vote on authorizing more shares will be sought at a meeting this year. Gas prices remain unchanged for the fourth day in a row. The AAA station survey showing the national average for regular remains $4.24 a gallon. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Minneapolis Public Schools and a union representing teachers and support staff reached an agreement on Sunday following a nearly three-week strike. Minneapolis teacher Kimberly Adams says this new contract is a step in the right direction.
We've made some progress here, and I think we're also ready to move forward with knowing not all the needs were met.
The new contract raises pay for staff, limits class sizes, and provides students with mental health support. It also strengthens job protections and seniority for teachers of color. Almost 4 million Ukrainians have left their country for neighboring nations. Ukrainian-born journalist Alia Scootercaster says she went to Ukraine early in the Russian invasion to document the refugee crisis.
It was a lot of people stressed, people running with their kids, with their dogs. It was a hurtful moment to see.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The United Nations says the invasion has caused the fastest growing refugee crisis since World War II. South Carolina doctors and patients are busy holding clinical trials for a new cancer drug. The FDA is approving the drug from trials called Optivo. The trials have been taking place at Charleston Oncology with the drug that was paired with chemotherapy for early stages of lung cancer. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.